All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Cole, I can't hear you. Run in shorts through this field to me.
Why did you specify in shorts?
Take off your pants.
Shorts. I don't have anything on under the pants. Like, I thought this was going to be real quick, and then we would go back to our studios.
Raw dog it!
You seem very insistent, but we're probably not going to get past the intro if I don't play ball. So here we go. All right.
You know how this works.
I can't believe he's making me do this. What's between us? I can't see.
Run through it.
Okay.
You can't see.
It's really overgrown.
I know. Keep running.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm just going to go.
Hey man, I got you these underwear.
Wait, why are you
put them
over
on
here
real quick,
now?
Please.
Why?
Oh no, you came to me. You ran
oh.
to me.
Oh, okay.
On this thing.
Sorry.
How
does
okay.
the movement work?
Okay. Yeah, throw in these underwear real quick so we can continue this conversation.
Okay. All right.
And
here
not get sued.
Here we go. New underwear.
We have to randomize a game, and I figured we would have you run through a field and see what kind of animals stuck to your leg.
Yeah, a whole bunch. Got hairy legs.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, you got all kinds of burrs here. There might be a game based on that. Some thistles.
Yeah. Did Bill Burr voice anything in the game?
Yeah, we'll have to find out. Here, catalog the things growing, feeding, and sticking to your legs.
Okay.
And they'll run them through the game computer.
Yeah, all right. Let me look here. I've got a mole.
Mm.
Next to that mole is a little darkened raised area of skin. Also a mole.
Okay.
We've got some burrs kind of tangled in there. Garter snakes trying to get down into the into the socks there.
Snakes again, but nothing with garter.
Yeah. It needs to be. So insidious. Like, you really got to make sure you check yourself for ticks, because sometimes they just look like dirt. I got a tick there. Do you have a match?
I don't have a match. Well, the game computer has a match.
Oh.
It's matched it to a game.
Okay.
Yeah. This is your new roommate, and also the game computer is saying, hey, the tick.
I feel so lime.
You're going to get Lyme disease.
I drew you a spirochete.
Yeah. This game sucks.
Yeah.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Network Suffering. Today we'll be joining Cole for another episode of the visual novel Hovel for an in-depth look at Muv Luv Alternative. Kill me. I added that last little bit.
Okay.
That's my sequel to the U2 song from the Batman.
Somebody wrote about Muv Luv in a level response at some point.
Muv Luv.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that. What does that mean?
Oh,
that sucks, man. Muv Luv?
Yeah, no, it's like a sci-fi horror thing that's also incredibly horny because, of course, and also they have like six installments and they're all 35 hours a piece, something like that.
Decided to call it Muv Luv.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's like a slur, like a Jar Jar Binks slur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that he would say or for a Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Either way.
What a horrible phrase.
Yeah. I don't care for that one bit. This is episode number 555. Gary, it's the last time that all of the digits in an episode number are going to be the same for 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, I think that's how that works.
Yep.
555, like the TV phone number thing. It's a Gary pick. I had a digression.
Okay.
But also I just wanted to talk about the Tick cartoon.
Oh, I mean.
I never played this game.
No.
And now I have, and it's fucking excruciating.
It's really bad. I was worried that we were going to do some rounding up on this because we like the like the property, no. Right? I'm comfortable shitting on this, like little animation details inside. This is toward the bottom of beat 'em ups we played for the show.
And beat 'em ups are, it's a rough genre.
Yes.
Right? Like, and it's not even animation that's good. It's like keyframes are really well drawn. but the actual animation between them is not anything great shakes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's still the Tick, and the Tick is great. But like, I was thinking about if you had to choose a genre, and if you couldn't dedicate yourself to horror games, but you became like a genre streamer.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the one that would kill me the fastest would be visual novels.
Right.
It would kill me faster than a JRPG, because in a visual novel streaming thing, I would have to read a lot of the text.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But a close second, I think, a good contender would be beat 'em ups, just through the sheer amount of shit
yeah.
that is in this, especially in this era.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God, belt scrollers. They would just make anything into a belt scroller
yeah.
at this time. And boy, are they bad. It's and boring.
It's wild because you run into this quite a bit. Like a lot of what appears to be like laziness in game development is what it feels like them purposefully trying not to learn from other games that did it better. So like in this one, like there is no jump attack, right?
Yes.
Which is absolutely what you need for a beat 'em up to be considered a beat 'em up. But also like there's no attacking out of a move. Like anytime you attack, it just stops you. This is one of the most stilted feeling things I've played. It's
really stilted. You have a very, very limited moveset. And like that is true to the Tick.
Mm-hmm.
The Tick is just a big strong guy. He punches things and stuff.
Yeah.
But eventually his supporting cast, which is more colorful, do get involved in this in the weirdest possible way I've seen in a beat 'em up.
Yeah.
But like having this be a character select like Streets of Rage thing, or having you do like Hagar style wrestle combos, you know, would be cool. Maybe you go to your secret base between levels and like get gear.
Right.
You know, Arthur is like an M.
Mm-hmm.
figure who like outfits you with cool toys and stuff. There's a way you could make a Tick beat 'em up that was much better than this.
It needs to be more kinetic. Like I don't care that the Tick has a limited moveset or whatever. Like it's, you know, like you could probably put in him using the environment, you know, mm-hmm. but like it's fine that, you know, he does a combo and then finishes off by giving the guy a little flick, right?
I just
need things to be hyper kinetic because that's what I associate with the Tick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's what I want from a beat 'em up.
Yeah.
You know, we can't all be kind of slow considered beat 'em ups like the D&D beat 'em ups.
Right.
You know, it's a really, you know, it begins with this joke thing that's based on, you know, the comics and the cartoon, this Knight of a Million Zillion Ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you could think like, oh, it's the joke. They told you what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't do it. Like,
no.
Just acknowledging a thing has very little power.
No.
You know, like it still sucks to do this.
Yeah.
It's still immensely boring. You're still fighting the same enemy for like several levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're really boring to fight.
It's really monotonous. You know, even before you get to this game's, you know, particular shortcomings, beat 'em ups have an awful lot of what feels like mandatory damage, especially so here because of how stop and start everything is.
Yeah. Very stilted. And without having that jump attack, and jump attacks are in beat 'em ups, how you avoid damage.
Yes.
It's how you do kind of hit and runs.
Mm-hmm.
Bitmap Books, one of my favorite publishers, has a belt scroller compilation, book called Go Straight, that is just about these. That is really fun to like read a fan, kind of go through them and point out the absolutely minuscule innovations that happen in these, even if they are really small and minor.
Yeah.
You know, it is one of the genres that has changed the least, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Just rough stuff.
Very. No. Yeah. Like the thing that this does that is, you know, that I don't know that I've seen in other beat 'em ups is you have an option character. Like you have a special attack.
A summon.
Yes, you can summon. You can summon Arthur, who will swoop in and kill every enemy on the screen. Which is like it's like firing a smart bomb.
Yes. This would happen in some of the Spider-Man beat 'em ups. You would have like a summon that was like Black Cat coming down and doing this. And I think it happened in it was a thing you could pick up in the Avengers beat 'em up as well.
Yeah.
So I've definitely seen that before. I'm not saying that as a gotcha.
No,
I'm just trying
no.
to steal valor away from the Tick.
Yeah. That's
video game.
That's why I specified it's the first one that I'd seen it in, as opposed to this is the first one to do it.
Yeah. It's a good idea,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like the music in this is fine and good. It's very customizable.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose how many lives, how many Arthurs you have and stuff. But at the end of the day, you're just kicking guys and not really avoiding damage. forever.
The other thing is during one of the platforming levels, which used the same controls as everything else, I fell off of a rooftop, and I guess I must have fallen into like a special one, or maybe this just happens when you fall to street level. Fall off
any of the roofs. You can get through the roof and get to the next stage, but if you fall over, there's an optional boss.
Yes.
There, yes.
And this one, it was a Clark Kent stand-in, and you beat him up. You don't make any progress. You have to run all the way to the far right of the arena and pick up like a green glowing stone, kryptonite, and then your first attack takes him down.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's also a little speedster guy named Subplot you can run in down there that is almost impossible to kill. He just runs back and forth, and it's like a timing challenge. That sounds more interesting than this is an execution.
Yeah.
This platforming section you're talking about where you fall down, you're huge. You're the tick.
Uh-huh.
And ninja weapons are just coming in from every angle all the time.
Yeah.
And you're trying to dodge them. And if you get hit while you're jumping, like it can fuck up your jump. Mm-hmm. It's a really badly designed.
Also, the jump has a wind up.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's rough stuff. Mm-hmm. And it sucks because the Tick cartoon. So after I did this, I was like, Tick cartoon, is that streaming anywhere? And it is. It's on Hulu. Mm-hmm. And I watched the first episode. Again, and it stands up really well.
It does.
It does feel like a proto Venture Brothers in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
It is fun and funny.
It's really good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I'm probably going to do a rewatch because I'm sure there are episodes I hadn't seen. It's in that little gulf of like when you would catch TV when it was on.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you there's new stuff to get. And now that I have my Venture Brothers fandom, seeing where Chris McCulloch got his start. Is interesting. I'm going to look out for little Chris McCulloch-isms, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's legitimately, it looks great.
Oh, like, yeah.
The animation's great. The music's great. The voice acting is killer. Like, it is a great cartoon.
Yeah. Sorry. I forget what question I was even going to ask. Sorry. Brain fog. Huh.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fog happens to us.
it comes for us all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's what I was going to ask for anybody who is unfamiliar with the Tick. Like, what is the elevator pitch for the character in the series?
It's a superhero parody.
Yes.
A big dumb guy who is dressed up like a tick. He can jump, but he doesn't have the other powers of a tick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a loving, affectionate parody of superhero cities with a loving, affectionate parody of superheroes and supervillains in a time where and it came out in a time when superheroes were rarer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this is kind of making fun of Batman the Animated Series stuff and comics at the time. It's before superhero saturation into movies or anything.
Mm-hmm.
The superhero movies at the time were like the Captain America movie where he has a helmet that has rubber ears on the side. a motorcycle the entire time.
And if you were lucky, it was Spawn. Yeah.
Yes. You might've gotten something from the creator of Spawn if you were exceedingly lucky.
Yeah. And it's wacky. It's real wacky. He doesn't have a memory of before he was the Tick. So like part of the joy of the character, I saw this when I was reading about it. I was like, oh yeah, that does line up. Part of it is him discovering things for the first time all the time.
Yes. You know?
Yeah.
It's also to be a super hipster, is better in the comic. Mm-hmm. They released a compendium that's like the Ben Edlund is the creator of the Tick.
Mm-hmm.
Creator of Tick. That's just the issues he did because he eventually worked with other people and kind of passed the character off. But the comic's a lot darker. Mm-hmm. Like he escapes from an asylum in the beginning, which like, you know, put aside, you know, like, is it ableist? Like, 1990, I don't give a shit.
No.
But he escapes from an asylum. It's not just like a mystery memory loss thing. It's like a lot darker and weirder.
Mm-hmm.
Than the cartoon, and the cartoon maintains a lot of the dark weirdness.
Yeah.
Even then, if you think it is like a punny superhero name, is funny in the way that it is in Venture Brothers, like Hercules, this is the origin of that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Just so many of them. And like, there are some of them that aren't puns, but are still like incredibly good ideas for just a guy, you know? Like, Mr. Envelope, he shoots envelopes.
I love Mr. Envelope. It's just a funny, funny idea. And they're also like real good parodies. Like in the first episode of the cartoon, you have Big Shot, who is a Punisher. guy who just stops and uses his guns to blast things into the shape of a skull on his way, like a wide variety of things. And then he gets to the end and he just runs out of bullets and that's it for him. Uh-huh. He used them all shooting his logo
on the way there.
On there. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. And this is an ableist joke. I do care about this, but they have like bipolar bear. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, the city needs me, but I can't get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, again, 1990, you know, that made me laugh a lot. Mm-hmm. As a teen.
Yeah.
You know, now that I know bipolar people, I'm like, well, that's, you know, don't make light of that. But yeah. At the time I was, you know, I was very delighted by the pun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh gosh. And you even get like the groups of them, like, yeah. The civic minded five.
I love the civic minded five. Even the, again, the first episode of the cartoon, which is more memorable than this game, is why I keep referencing it.
Yeah.
The first enemies are the Idea Men and they got these masks. So they're, they sound like that all the time.
Yeah.
And at one point the tick pulls off their mask and goes, what was the big idea? And he goes, well, we're going to steal a lot of things and ransom something to get money. So we had money and we didn't have to work anymore. Like that is the idea of the Idea Men, who have like a light bulb as their symbol and like,
uh-huh,
these matching suits and masks and stuff. It's just crime for money.
Oh God.
Delightful. It's so good.
Yeah, it's great. I just say like standout character for me. Oh gosh, the what is he? The Mad Bomber What Bombs at Midnight or something?
Yes, I love, yeah, the Mad Bomber What Bombs at Midnight.
Yeah, just says the whole name every time. Yeah,
yeah.
And I was about to say, oh man, I love Candlejack. That was Freakazoid, you dumbass, Cole.
Yeah, Freakazoid is different.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's okay.
Yeah,
yeah. There's one little, I have a digression that I think we can camp out on a little bit, but okay. There's one little bit of Game Facts Gold. I love how we get these recurring characters.
Uh-huh.
There's a review, a low scoring review, a 3 by Snowdragon.
God, I know Snowdragon. Fucking Snowdragon, yeah. Man.
I figured you'd have this up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, because a name is a rose and it only smells as sweet as you are. That's the title of the review. Friends and neighbors, I have just returned from an exhausting sojourn. Not long before I left, my chin was smooth and my face was untarnished by age. But now I return to you with a long, straggling beard and many a wrinkle, wart, and pockmark on a visage once considered worthy of a goddess's kiss. Like, where are you cooking, man?
What sort of travels could possibly turn a portly yet handsome man such as this into an old relic who can hardly stand under his own power? One might be moved to ask. Was he walking solo across the windy sands of the Sahara? Not even close. Was he traversing the snowy plains of the Antarctic? Nope. Was he biking across the United States from Los Angeles to New York? I wasn't even doing that. Though they are all remarkable feats, I was doing none of these things. What I was doing was playing The Tick on Super Nintendo.
On Super Nintendo Entertainment. That's three paragraphs. It's two paragraphs before he mentions The Tick.
Yeah.
You could tell he really was proud of this because he did these two paragraphs, these first ones, do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And he has to double it. It's like he had two drafts and decided to include them both.
He's like, oh wait, I've got your attention. All right, okay. Yeah. I need to make sure I hold it. Oh boy.
Like you like this stuff, don't
when
you?
When am I going to get the chance to do this again?
Yeah, it's ludicrous. Yeah. It is. Oh, what a joyous day for beat 'em up fans everywhere. Devoted fans of the Big Blue Superhero. As moth-suited sidekick that I am, I had to persevere for fear that I'd miss a golden moment. Like, it is, you know... It's absolutely classic Snowdragon.
Yeah, no
stuff.
No. Not quite as big of a villain as what was his name? Humanity Horse.
Grammatical King.
Grammatical King. There we go.
Humanity Horse.
Yeah,
I like Humanity Horse.
Yeah.
Poetry isn't worthy of study.
Yeah. I couldn't remember, but I'm glad that you knew exactly who I was talking about, even though I said that had nothing to do with it.
names like Snowdragon, Humanity Horse, Grammatical King. We know these names more than we know our own families.
My family knows me as this Grammatical King. Yes.
But I got a horror story for you that I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
For this. So I got a haircut. We're recording this before we go to Milwaukee. I wanted to get a haircut. It's looking shaggy. And I had a haircut that was, in subject matter and running time, an A24 movie. which is as bad as it sounds.
I'm latching on to the end running time because
yes.
I've seen your head.
Give me a guess.
I've seen your head of hair, you know?
Yeah. And also I want to, you're going to see that my hair in just a couple days. I basically went in, this comes up, this is important to the story. I just got a man's haircut. I basically went in and ordered the number one.
Okay. Yeah.
There's nothing unusual about what I did with my hair. I don't like fussing uh-huh. with myself. I try to make it easy to maintain.
Yes. Yeah.
And that kind of guy.
You're not making, you know, there's not a lot of structural work being done
no.
with this. If there is layering, it is not prominent. Straight and narrow without being like a
jar head.
A jar head.
You know, yeah. I'm not, and it's worth noting my hair is a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm. Cowlicks.
My entire right. life. Yep. Well, it's also very fine. Mm. So every barber in my entire life has told me that. It means when you cause lines on it, they show up.
Yes.
You can't fudge your work with my hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me a ballpark. How long do you think I sat in a barber's chair yesterday?
Hour and a half.
More?
I mean, I could go up by half hour increments. You said 8:24 length, or 8:24 in running time, 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
240.
24. Oh God.
Yes. I stood in this barber or sat in this barber's chair so long that two people, and this sounds like a bit, and this would be very funny if I made it up, but I didn't fucking make it up. Two people came in, got the exact same haircut that I did in the span of my haircut. I got lapped by another barber. Like two dudes came in and got the number one, like the, uh-huh. the just, I found out that has, what the haircut that I get has a name. It's called the gentleman cut, which I didn't know.
That can't be true.
Apparently, so the barber, the reason why I end up in this pickle, the barber who I had last time told me that.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, this is kind of what I do. I'm bad at describing it. She's like, oh, I think you're talking about a gentleman cut. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I'm only going, I don't know if that's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
Two people came in. She cut two people's hair to completion.
Oh.
From start to finish during my window of hair. So I go, there's a new haircut place. I don't want to dox it.
Okay.
That I went to last time and I got a good haircut with the owner.
Okay.
And like talking to her, I hate haircuts. I hate that experience.
Yes.
I don't want to talk to somebody mm-hmm. for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
A stranger. And I want to get a haircut. I had an appointment set up with her. But it was going to be an awkward recording time. So I got an email that's like, hey, another thing opened on our site. Just go ahead and click, on their website. I went on the website and it said, you know, I could choose her and I could also choose their apprentice.
Mm.
And she's like, just go on there and choose any professional and it okay. should pop up. Okay. So I did that, but I rolled the fucking apprentice. And I got there a half hour early.
Okay.
So that's also factored into this time.
Okay. You
know? So I got the apprentice and you're socially hostage during that situation.
Oh yeah.
If
yeah.
you go up to somebody, you have a haircut and they're like, hey, I'm the apprentice. You know, I, it might take me a little bit longer. Like I, you know, and everything. You can't be like, oh, in that case, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm canceling my appointment. They're also like, I made the appointment. There's like no show fees and shit,
mm-hmm.
You know? And I also didn't want to be mean to this person's face who was genuinely a real sweetheart.
Yes. It's almost worse when they're a sweetheart because
yes.
if you could just dislike them plainly and purely and just say like, this was just an absolute bastard of an experience.
Yes.
That would be simpler and cleaner.
It would 100% be simple and clean. Like the hearts of the
didn't intentionally do that.
No, I know. I did. That's Will Hughes mind virus in me.
Right.
I did hate it. It did ruin my day, but I didn't want to tell him that because he felt really bad. You know, so the haircut's going and I think the haircut's going fine because you can't see a haircut while it's happening.
Right.
You know, I especially can't have my glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Haircut seems like it's fine. The lady comes in, she takes her first customer, completes the haircut with that person. And I start feeling a little bit iffy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I hear the guy who's cutting my hair, I shit you not, go, okay, breathe.
Oh no! Like, oh no! You stand up. You stand up. You risk the cut. You risk your flesh being torn. You stand up at that moment and you say, "Explain yourself."
I said, "You okay, buddy?" Because we had been talking, you know, before this, and he has an interesting life. Like I enjoyed talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: 2 hours and 40 minutes is too long.
Yeah, yeah.
To have a barber conversation. It was long enough that they had the TV was on in this barbershop. I watched through the mirror with subtitles without my glasses, so I couldn't read them, the entirety of Top Gun and like half of Gladiator during this. So I say, I'm like, you okay? And he's like, yeah, no, it's fine. You know? And then he comes through, he's doing this little snip snaps, you know? And, at some point he gets kind of, he's like, starts making little noises. And then the lady comes over, and he's like, you know, yeah, it's just taking a really long time. And she's like, okay, you know, and she starts showing him stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had the experience, which I don't like, which is two people working on my hair or one person working on my hair while the other person leans in real close to my face to look at the hair. And I think, you know, people, it is in the popular parlance to be discomforted by being observed.
Yes.
Right. That is something that people didn't have a word for or a phrase for when I was growing up. But now that is something that people say and people know what you mean.
Yes.
I get that to a degree, but I don't think I have it super strongly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm mostly fine. I don't pay attention to people. They don't pay attention to me, but you never feel more observed than this. This guy going, oh, as she's just like doing normal haircut shit. Oh, you cut the hair.
Like, oh, okay.
You have to use the clippers.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, I just, you're taking off huge chunks and I just didn't want to. And she's like, no, see, you see the line and you blend it like this. That part went on for about a half hour.
Oh no.
I'm halfway through. That's the halfway mark.
Yeah.
And at some point he says, yeah, sorry, this is taking so long. I'm like, it's okay. You know, I budgeted some extra time. Where do you think we're at? And he goes, oh, we're almost done. Halfway through, 2 hours and 40 minutes. This is an hour and 20 minutes into the haircut.
Yeah.
He starts working on it again. Another person comes in and gets their haircut from the lady and leaves. So this is where I got lapped. And at one point he's doing the thing that she was teaching him to do. And he goes, let's just leave this for now and work on the beard.
No.
And he just started, and I was like, just get it done. What do you mean? Like, come back to it later.
No, you can't.
Like, there doesn't need to be a later. This is all one action.
Yeah. You can't break this task up.
Yeah. Why are you doing, breaking this up into smaller, discrete, easier things?
Yeah.
You know, and I had spent a lot of time talking to this gentleman, a lot of time. And like, you know, you're relatively fresh from barber school, but had done, you know, barber school. In barber school, you cut human hair.
Right.
It's not like animal hair or those weird mannequins. Like he did have one of those mannequins, you know, around, but he had cut hair before. And I cannot stress this enough. I ordered the number one. Like I did not do anything. It was fucking excruciating. So then he starts working on my beard. Lady finishes up her second haircut. He calls her over again to do more of this. And then he's got it basically done, but he feels guilty that I'm not getting my money's worth because I've been there for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
So he keeps you longer?
He keeps me longer. He starts doing extra stuff. He's like, oh, let me just get your neck. Let me trim up, you know, this. I'm just kind of a perfectionist.
He's doing.
I know. And I'm just not the person who does this, but it is the most I've ever been justified if I ever wanted to be like, this is unacceptable. I'm not paying for this.
Right.
I don't do that. It's just not in my nature. I probably could stand to be, you know, I get walked on less if I was more like that.
Right.
I just can't do it. Right. But this is the most I've ever wanted to, and the most I feel like I've ever been justified.
Yeah.
And just, it sucks. You're in this loop where I'm uncomfortable because the haircut's taking 2 hours and 40 minutes. And I'm look uncomfortable because I don't have a good poker face. That's making him uncomfortable and nervous.
Right.
And more scared of making mistakes. So he's cutting each hair individually down. One by one.
Yeah.
You know, and he's asking if I'm okay and apologizing. And I am sick of doing the work of acknowledging his apology. You know, I've already accepted your apology.
Yeah.
I just need this to be over now. You know, so there's a take on this that's my fault because I was not assertive enough, and I'm sympathetic to that take.
Yeah,
I just don't like being mean to people's face. And he was baby, like he was sad and new at this.
I was gonna ask the age on this person.
Older, but this is a second career.
Okay,
And feels like had a rough time.
Okay.
Like had a rough life. It seems like, feels like did not have like a very accepting childhood. That's not just from the small talk you were making.
It shouldn't get that deep. Oh my God. No,
that's not small talk. Yeah. That's medium. That's moderate talk at best that we are doing. So like, yeah. I know about his adopted daughter. I know all this stuff.
At this like point,
his partner does.
Gary, at this point, I'm melting out of my clothes like I'm Alex Mack and I'm sliding as a puddle under the front door.
It was, I knew you would relate to the discomfort of this. It was really, really rough.
It's no. And just like the sitting there and so much unspoken communication going both directions unintentionally, each of you recognizing that this is unacceptable,
but
it's not being escalated. The kindness, right? With the benefit of hindsight, the kindness would be to say, "Hey, I have a place to be. Can you arrange a swapsies here? Can she take
the
wheel?
Finish this?
Yeah. Can she take the wheel and you observe? Yeah.
Yes. You know. I should have done that again in retrospect. But it had that thing where you think it's going to be over any minute.
Oh no! You know, when they're lying to you, when they're doing the five more minutes, 5-10 minutes, the Chinese restaurant thing. Yeah.
Typically, I don't get lied to because a haircut doesn't take this long.
No.
I don't think a barber's ever lied to me before. Yeah. It's also a thing that I learned. This had like the big classic, you know, Lady Luck style, like old timey barber chairs.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ergonomically meant to be sat in.
Nope.
That long. I know that ladies have to get their haircut a lot longer than a man's haircut, and especially like the number one that I got. But even then, it's not this long.
Right.
And if so, like ladies stretch, ask for breaks because the sense of it being only like a minute or two more stopped me from doing anything. And like my back hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Gary, what's the matter? I was sore. I didn't sleep real well last night. Why were you sore? Up throwing the ball around with dad?
No,
I got a fucking haircut.
I got a Lawrence of Arabia. I got a Lawrence of Arabia haircut, Dan.
Yeah. You ever seen Ishtar? It was Ishtar the haircut.
Yeah, no. At a certain point, nobody involved directly in this transaction is getting anything out of it. This person isn't learning. They're too anxious for any of this to absorb.
What I paid them as well for the amount of labor they put in was also it like made their wages like basically the kind of wages they would advertise for UPS drivers in 1996.
Yeah, you paid them lemonade stand money at that point.
Yes,
amortized out.
Yeah. There was a discount because he was the apprentice, and he really made a big deal. Let me know that, and it was a real put the ass discount.
Oh god!
And I just wanted to be like, man, I'm not going to push this, but this probably should be free.
Yeah,
like this is me contributing to your education.
Mm-hmm.
And my hourly rate is
higher.
You know, it's not huge, but it's more than this haircut is.
Uh huh.
And also, I got tricked.
Yeah.
You know, and again, he didn't mean to. I do have some sympathy for this person. He's new and he's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
He's very nice.
Yeah.
You know, if on the off chance this person ever listens to this, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm trying to just have fun with a bad thing that happened to both of us.
Yeah.
And I hope that eventually you gain some confidence because it's a good haircut.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, it did fine.
Uh-huh.
You know, believe in yourself more, man.
Did you break OPSEC? Did you tell him? Did you tell him about the show?
I told him not the name of anything.
Okay. But so he has your name.
What I did for a living.
Okay. Yeah.
He has my name and he knows that I podcast. Because again, I would love to
it's 2.5 hours. Yeah.
It's 2 hours and 40 minutes, man. Like you can't just be evasive for that long.
No.
You know, and it went on so long that he forgot questions he'd already asked me. Like he asked me what video games I'd been playing.
He'd already gone
about
through his
45 minutes and then asked me again in about 2 hours, like to see if they changed. I haven't had time to get to play a new game, man. I've been getting this haircut.
This is hell for everybody involved. What we need as a culture, we need to develop a shared technology. We need to develop a shared technology that is, this is acceptable, but this is unacceptable, but I don't want you to get in trouble for it.
Yes. Well, that was the thing too, right? So when anyone listening to this, like, why the fuck did you deal with this? His boss was right there.
Yes.
And like, at the end of the day, my hair grew, like I'm very blessed. My hair will just grow, you know, it's fine. And like, I had stuff I needed to be doing, but nothing that was urgent. I wasn't like going to rush to do my third shift to support my child. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to get fired. Like I don't, that's not worth, it's my inconvenience is not worth somebody's job. Mm-hmm. Usually is my opinion on this stuff. And again, like call me whatever you want. I just, for in a general sense, I did not need to complain to his boss in front of him and his boss about this. So I was trying to keep a brave face.
Yes.
And maybe that was stupid. Mm. Like 100% might've been foolish. It's what happened though.
It sounds like hell. It sounds like hell. Yeah.
It was exceedingly rough. Like there's no part of it that was fun. Top Gun doesn't work if you can't read the subtitles.
Nope.
It's just jet volleyball, mm-hmm. back and forth. There's no rhyme or reason between them. It took me a really long time to figure out that it was Gladiator, you know, just because I couldn't see.
Yeah.
I just,
Hey Gary, we're up on time. So we need to drag this to a close. I'm sorry that happened, or congratulations.
I listened to all that. It felt like good Abject Suffering stuff. And I kind of agonized, like, should I talk about that? Because I don't want this person to listen to it and feel bad. I think it's unlikely, mm-hmm. That they're going to, they did not seem that interested.
No.
You know, they were focusing with an inch of their life.
Yeah.
They were playing irritating stick. I don't think they were developing memories during that time.
Probably not. No. If you like the show, you can back us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Get bonus content of this show. If you can't do that, leave a rating or review or come back and listen next time. We really appreciate it. And
we do.
Yeah. And of course, we want to thank our executive producer, Gwen. Thank you, Gwen, for editing and putting these episodes out.
We really appreciate it. Until next time, what can they do, Cole?
Until next time, may the good Lord take a liking to you and blow you up real soon. Thank you.